It's Wine Wednesday, and as the weather's warming up, Glenn the Wine Guy wants to give Riesling a rebrand and inspire us to delve in. He's on the line now. Welcome, Glenn.
Good morning, Jenny.
So you want to give, you want us to give Riesling a crack, you reckon?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love to have a bit of a chat about Riesling and how versatile it can be, especially in spring and summer, because a lot of people look past Riesling, Jenny, and they think it's a bit of an oldies-only drink. But the truth is that many winemakers love making this variety, and they give Riesling a lot of attention to make sure it jumps out of your bottle with lovely aromas and flavours.
Oh, beauty. Okay. What do you love about a Riesling?
Oh, look, what's amazing about it, I still think it's one of, if not the biggest white wine categories in many of our wine shows, which is a reflection on how much is actually planted in Australia and how many wineries still embrace this lovely variety. So, you know, personally, I think it's just it's such a refreshing drink anytime.
Rightio. And do you know how Riesling was first created, where it started?
Oh, look, yeah, we can't, I wish I was old enough to know, some days I feel like it, that I was there when it happened, but I think the existence of Riesling vines, or at least the white grape variety being made into a white wine, dates back as far as about the year 1432 around the Rhine River and Moselle and Fals regions in Germany, and there's been a few different ways of spelling Riesling across the years, but in about, I think, 1470s, there's some reference to Riesling in Alsace, or Alsace, depending on where you went to school. And I know the stories of how it got where and why are a bit fuzzy now, but rest assured there's still plenty around Alsace and Germany and plenty in Australia too now.
Right. And so what is Riesling really compared to other white wines?
Well, look, it's one of those beautiful varieties that is citrusy and zesty flavoured wine. So it gets into lemon and lime juice flavours and aromas, and fascinating and quite divine floral aromatic, sometimes or orange blossom or talc notes and subtle perfume. So it can even have like aromas of like that Bickford's Lime Cordial.
Love the Bickford's Lime Cordial. You can't get a good lemon lime bitters anywhere outside of South Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've got the best, of course. But look, Riesling's fascinating. It's in it's Canada, Hungary, Italy, Romania, United States, Serbia, Croatia, New Zealand. You know, the list goes on. It's safe to say it's been with us for a very long time, and it's one of those varieties that really, it truly reflects where it's grown. Oh. So there can be a lot of variation in aroma and flavour and minerality too, which comes from, I guess, older vines, you know, with deeper roots.
So where do you think in South Australia makes the best Riesling?
Oh, look, someone's going to punish me if I get this wrong, aren't they? But look, my brain instantly goes to Clare Valley and Eden Valley.
Right, of course.
Of course. Mm. And everyone knows if you're heading that way, you know, it's a gorgeous wine style to look out for. And it's an aperitif, especially like a pre-dinner drink that really doesn't need any reason to match food with it, of course. It's superb on its own. But having said that, Riesling with seafood or pork, Thai cuisine or Chinese food is just perfect.
Right, and you mentioned before that it's pretty versatile.
Oh, look, it sure is, you know, as far as, flavour variation too. It's funny, in Australia, we typically ferment Riesling in stainless steel, and shortly after that, the ferment and stabilisation process, Riesling can be whacked in a bottle and released into the market quite quickly. But you'll find other winemakers hold Riesling back a bit on lees, you know, the yeast cells there, and stir it up a bit to add some texture before they bottle it. And so other winemakers embrace the idea of fermenting Riesling in barrels. Now, this doesn't happen a lot in Australia, but fermenting a little bit of it in a barrel at cool temperatures like the German folks do, and they look for ways to get different characteristics into their finished wines for you.
Beauty. Oh, do you have any, I know they're all your favourites, but what are a couple of your fave bottles of Riesling?
Cool. Look, there's some special ones out there. Talking about different styles, artist wines make a Clare Valley Riesling and also an Eden Valley Riesling. And this is some classic winemaking techniques put together where, sometimes you can look at wild yeast ferment and a bit of that barrel fermentation, experimentation there, which gets real depth of flavours. David Franz up in Brossa Valley, he's well known for his Eden Valley Riesling. And he's one of these guys who holds his back on lees for a while to get that texture. But Sorby Adams Wines up in the Barossa, he does an Eden Valley Riesling that's just one of those fresh, naturally clean and acidic, bright lemon and limey Riesling's beautiful. And of course, Brockenshack up there in Eden Valley too. There's it sounds crazy, but theirs sells fast simply because they don't make a lot of it. But there's fans growing there because it's just so fresh in Eden Valley. It's beautiful.
Oh, lovely. Hey, Glenn Malika, Director of Wine Pro here on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's probably where you'll find me waffling on more about wine, isn't it?
You want people to come on down, check out... Well, not come on down. That's what you say to an outside broadcast. You'd love people to go and check out your Insta?
Oh, look, if anyone's ever got any questions about what we're chatting about here on your wonderful show, they're more than welcome to have a look on my Instagram account and drop me a line there and ask me some crazy questions. I will always have crazy wine-related answers.
What's your tag? What's your name on Instagram?
Well, you'll just find Glenn Malika or Wine Pro, either one of them, we'll get you there and we can talk about Riesling.
Oh, beauty, because I know that, Glenn, you always like pictures of my cat on Instagram, so that's quite nice.
Yeah, of course, your beautiful cat. And, and you know what I was thinking too, now the sun has finally come out.
Yeah.
Too. If we keep in mind that everything old is new again at some stage, and Riesling is a gorgeous and refreshing drink on its own, but, you know, if you have it as a tall drink in a big glass full of ice and you pour... half Riesling and half lemonade or mineral water and a squeeze of lime on it. This is a classic that used to be called a hock, lime and lemon, hock was a British term that was used to describe German white wine from the town of Hockheimer. So the old hock, lime and lemon sounds a bit dodgy now, but on a hot summer's day, if you had that, I think if we named this refreshing drink, if we rename it something trendy to make it popular, in moderation, of course, I thought, what if we could rename it something like the 5MU o'clock somewhere, you know, or the SA Today Summer Sipper. We'll get people looking back at the past thinking, this was a fantastic drink that should have never gone out of fashion. It's fantastic.
I love that. Oh, both those names are great, Glenn.
Excellent.
You should be in marketing.
Oh, look, one day, look, you never know, I might grow up and get a real job. It's just something to remember, too, if people are out and about in their favourite restaurant or bottle shop or whatever, just remember when it comes to Riesling, remember to ask about sweet versus dry, because, you know, Riesling can be dry and crispy and acidic. It can be sweet, it can be semi-sweet, it can be luscious. You know, it can be a botrytis wine and also ice wine. So it'll go from dry to super sweet, where you might want that with cheese or on vanilla ice cream, which my brother does. But a lot of people will give you good advice. And on the back of Riesling label, sometimes you'll find a Rieslingometer, which is
a
little line between dry on the left and sweet on the right.
That's good to know.
And there's a little dot along the line to show you if it's leaning towards the sweet end of things or the dry end of town, and you'll be able to work out what style you like.
Perfect. Thanks for your tips today, Glenn.
A pleasure, Jenny.